Last Sunday, we celebrated Easter, the glorious resurrection. So, this is a week later. What's next? What's next is open fellowship with the Father. Because of Jesus' suffering, because he was willing to shed his blood for you and for me, the veil of the temple, was 4 inches thick, separating the holiest place from the holy place. That 4-inch veil, it took 300 men to maneuver and move that veil around. But when Jesus died, that 4-inch thick veil, pretend this is it, this is what happened. From the top, not from the bottom. If it was from the bottom, maybe men could have done it. It was torn from the top to the bottom. Before, it was like this. And you couldn't see God. You couldn't have fellowship with him because sin had broken that fellowship in the garden. When he tore that veil, now, you can see him face to face. We have fellowship with him. We have relationship with him. More coming, Stephen. See, my battery just does not run down. It's all about intimacy and relationship with your Father God and with Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes that possible. That's what's next. Next for us. More and more and more fellowship with Jesus because we love him, because he first
loved us.
Amen. Let's go to Psalm 99. Verses 1 through 3 says from the Passion Translation, Yahweh is king over all. Everyone trembles in awe before him. He rules enthroned between the wings of the cherubim. So let the earth shake and quake in wonder before him. For Yahweh is great and glorious in the midst of his Zion people. Who's his Zion people?
Us.
We are. Amen. He's exalted above all. Let everyone praise this breathtaking God, for he is holy. And from the Message translation, it says, God rules. On your toes, everybody. He rules from his angel throne. Take notice. God looms majestic in Zion. He towers in splendor over all the big names. Great and terrible your beauty. Let everyone praise you. Holy. Yes, holy. And the King James puts it this way. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. From the Message. Lift high our God. Worship at his holy mountain. Yes, holy is our God. God is holy. From God's Word translation. I know I'm giving you a lot of translations, but I want you to hear it as different authors expressed it. Highly honor the Lord our God. Bow at his holy mountain. The Lord our God is holy. God knows what he's doing. Amen. He's holy. Is he worthy of our worship? That's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to worship him because of his character, because who he is and what he's done for you and I. Let's stand together and let's say verses 2 and 3 from the Passion. For Yahweh is great and glorious in the midst of his Zion people. He is above all. Let everyone praise this breathtaking God, for he is holy. Amen. And we're holy because of him. He has made us to be righteous before him. Thus, we can have fellowship with him face to face.
Amen.
And you know what's really beautiful? As we're going to sing about this, we're going to sing about a river. And that's what flows through us. The river of God flows right from the throne of God, right through us to reach out to other people, to tell everybody about the good news. Amen.